With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. She insists she harbors no personal agenda as she eyes a spot on the nation's highest court. Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett spent a long day on Capitol Hill yesterday, and she'll be back today for day three of her confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee. Democrats worry about the fate of Obamacare should Barrett be confirmed, but she tells them she has made no promises to anyone about how she would rule.
From my perspective, the most important thing is to say that I have never made a commitment, I've never been asked to make a commitment, and I hope that the committee would trust in my integrity not to even entertain such an idea, and that I wouldn't violate my oath if I were confirmed and heard that case.
The judge also says her deeply held religious convictions would not influence the way she would rule on any particular issue. She says her Catholic faith has not played a role in her rulings on the Seventh Circuit and would not do so on the Supreme Court. Also at SRNNews.com, Joe Biden doing it again.
We should have no tolerance for extremist white supremacist groups marching on our community.
Condemning so-called extremist white supremacist groups while saying nothing about left-wing rioters and anarchists who have been trashing American cities. Biden stumped yesterday in Florida, the president's latest rally in battleground Pennsylvania.
A large crowd showed up for the president's airport rally in Johnstown, where he told supporters that the 2020 election is a simple choice.
If Biden wins, China wins, all these other countries win, we get ripped off by everybody. If we win, you win, Pennsylvania wins, and America wins. Very simple.
The president also warned that Joe Biden has handed control to the socialists, Marxists, and left-wing extremists.
He won't be running the country. The radical left will take over.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
This is SRN News.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Portman. Police body cam footage of the protests which took place in Jacksonville in the wake of the death of George Floyd have been released. The state attorney's office yesterday put out for public view 400 separate videos running a total of about 60 hours, all of which was taken during the final 2 days in May. Dozens of protesters were arrested at that time, almost all of whom have been cleared of any charges. Authorities believe they've got the guy who killed a teenager last month. He's someone police had arrested earlier this month on other charges. 20-year-old Saffron Ifill is now looking at a manslaughter charge in the shooting death in Jacksonville Heights. The 14-year-old's not the only one who was shot that day. A man was hospitalized as well. From test to result in an hour. State officials said yesterday that rapid coronavirus testing is now available at the site at Jacksonville's Regency Square Mall. It's free, and you don't have to be showing symptoms. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0888. Or visit bathplanetjax.com.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Jacksonville's only morning local political talk show, the Ed Dean Radio Show. News, opinion, and your chance to call in with your opinion. Weekdays 6 till 9 a.m. on AM 600, WBOB, and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On JTB, headed west, getting off right at 95, there's an accident that has a right lane blocked, and it's starting to cause some light traffic. Add about 3 extra minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mainly sunny today, a few clouds by afternoon, and a high of 84. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 71, and right now it's 68 degrees. Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Florida's minimum wage ballot initiative is barely getting the 60% in the polls it needs to pass. Gun control groups in Florida say they will be targeting Republicans over the next few weeks in local elections. And the confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, goes into its third day.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB.
by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
Is Roe a super precedent?
How would you define super precedent?
I actually might have thought someday I'd be sitting in that chair. I'm not. I'm up here, so I'm asking
okay,
you.
Okay, well, people use super precedent differently. I'm answering a lot of questions about Roe, which I think indicates that Roe doesn't fall in that category.
I want to just ask you very simply, and I imagine you'll give me a very short, resolute answer. But you condemn white supremacy, correct?
Yes.
Wow.
No, I don't, Cory Booker, Senator Booker. I got two black kids. I totally do not condemn white supremacy. What kind of questioning was this yesterday?
He had to have known that she was going to say, no, she's not. I believe the Hawaii senator was probably trying to say that they were being fair to Kavanaugh in hindsight. And I think Klobuchar just put it out there that, hey, Joe Biden, if you're elected, put me on the court.
William V. would have known. You still asked the question? That's my whole thing. It was ridiculous. Anyway, 6 minutes out. And by the way, there's another day left today. Oh, my word.
I've been kind of enjoying it.
I have a life. So that's for I don't want to give Republicans and or Democrats 20 minutes each. You got 10 minutes. Make your point and everything else. Just do it. All right. Anyway. Hey, good morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904-831-0600. Don't forget tonight, the debate. I'm going to be watching Congressman John Rutherford and Donna Deegan on News 4 Jax at 8 o'clock tonight. So we'll get that ready to go right here on Talk Radio WBOB. All right, let's continue on with the news. I want to talk about the economy. I want to talk about the minimum wage here in Florida. Here is the latest from News 4 Jax.
Amendment 2, if passed by Florida voters, would slowly raise the minimum wage from the current $8.56 to $10. It would then bump that minimum up by $1 each year until it hits $15 per hour in 2026. After that, Amendment 2 would see the minimum wage go back to being adjusted for inflation each year. When you see the question on the ballot, the cost to the state will be in plain sight. State employees on the current minimum wage will, of course, get the boost too, costing the state approximately $16 million in 2022 and growing to $540 million in 2027.
According to the latest numbers, also by News 4 Jax, the latest UNF poll shows that it's barely getting the 60% that it needs to pass.
Garnering the most attention is Amendment 2, which would eventually raise Florida's minimum wage to $15 an hour. Based on this poll, it would barely pass, getting the 60% it needs.
All right, Jonathan Williams, one of my favorites, is an economist with the American Legislative Exchange Council. He's also author of the book Rich States, Poor States. Go to alec.org. So, Jonathan, we could talk numbers all day. Me as an economics reporter, you as the top one, you as the professor. You are Obi-Wan, I am young Anakin, okay, before I go to the dark side. So anyway, so you like that analysis. So Roger's like, Anakin, I'm just kidding. So anyway, I'm joking. So what I'm getting at is we could talk numbers all day. What doesn't make sense to me, in the state of Florida, I understand passing it. You want it, instead of trying to go to the 15, you start at 10, but each year you work it up to 15. But what fathoms me is that costs go up. And that means that the $15 an hour that you believe everybody should be making now doesn't happen for 5 years more down the road. That means you'd have to jack it up to 20 to 25. None of these numbers add up here, Jonathan.
Well, exactly, Ed, and we've seen this state over state as those that want to raise minimum wage, they know it's great politics, it helps turnout of, kind of the left-leaning voters, but, the economics of it are horrible because if government had the power of just setting wages like this, let me be slightly flippant here for just a minute, Ed, why don't we just set the minimum wage at $100 an hour and everyone would be rich, right? Of course, it doesn't work that way. You look at some of the states that have some of the very best wage growth, they don't even have minimum wage laws on the books, like Utah, the number one state in rich states, poor states. This is an extreme proposal to go to 15 plus additional costs from there. And you talk to people like small businesses, and not only just the cost of the state, as your news clip said there, but this would be tremendously damaging from an economic sense because of those costs going up, like you just mentioned.
Well, here's what Joe Biden said about the minimum wage. You talk about how, why not go at $100 an hour? Listen to what he said.
An increase in incomes. A $15,000.
So he actually started high. I got to give the guy credit, and he worked his way down. You like that one, $15,000. Anyway, but here's the thing. Jonathan, what in this topic is not being discussed? I mean, you can sit back. I mean, to me, when it comes to minimum wage, I mean, I'm all about the concept, the numbers. To me, who's first off, I don't think that they're going to pass this cost on to the consumer. I think that because we're in a tight market where people are used to paying a certain amount of cost for, let's say, at a restaurant, I think this cost will be passed to the onto the employee, and they will lose money or not get that much money per hour or not get that many hours. Or where am I right or wrong on that issue?
Well, it hits the employee. It reduces their number of hours, as you said. And then it's all these small business owners across the state, across the country that are hurting right now in this COVID environment, this may be the thing that really does force them to shut their doors. But the other thing that people are missing about this, Ed, is, you know, while $15 an hour may not be extreme, let's say, in Miami or Orlando, but, you know, you look at some of the more rural areas of the state, some of the lower cost of living areas of the state, that's something that nobody takes into consideration when they're passing these kind of one-size-fits-all statewide laws that are going to absolutely decimate medium and small-sized towns and rural areas across the state.
Jonathan, you and as an economist, I asked this question. I don't know anybody, even if you're a high schooler, okay, that may be an exception, but I don't even know any of that. Do you know anybody who's actually, like, in Florida, it's $8.56. I don't know anybody making barely just the minimum wage.
Right. I mean, if you are, then you're working multiple jobs, and, you know, but it just doesn't exist. I mean, it's a training wage in a lot of cases. I mean, it's a very small number of people that would be earning there, and maybe it's part-time work. But, you know, this is something that also people forget is this is the ring on the ladder as people are graduating from high school, from college, looking to get that first valuable work experience. And if you make that too expensive, unfortunately, a lot of those opportunities just go away forever.
Jonathan Williams is an economist with the American Legislative Exchange Council. Go to ALEC, that's ALC.org. First off, I always like to ask libs, but first off, where do you get to tell people how much they got to pay per hour? You know, of course, then that opens up a discussion of other things. But when it comes to the idea of the cost, is where does this go? Now, take away your analysis hat on. Let me ask you more of a policy question, more of a political question. When you travel, you come to Florida a lot. You and I have done radio here in Florida together on this issue and other economic issues. That if this doesn't pass in the state of Florida, is it possible that Florida and other states are going to go down the road of what local cities, because you got local cities like San Francisco and Seattle that are trying to input their own minimum wage laws. Is that where this argument and debate's going next?
It's possible. And we've seen this battle continue to rage on, and we've seen some cities reject it when they've taken it to popular vote in the cities. Other states have said, hey, we want to have control over our state business climate, so we're not going to allow cities to do this on their own because we think it's a huge competitiveness issue for us statewide. And so then you get into the issue of city home rule and state preemption of local governments. And so that's a whole other kind of mix of state versus local policy. But that's a huge battle, whether it's minimum wage or other things that local units of government are looking to do in some of these progressive cities.
Here is the latest. This is Mark Zandi, Moody's Analytic Economist, says that a Biden economy, I got two clips here, would be better than Trump's economy. Here's the clip.
With all the assumptions is Biden has a much more expansionary fiscal policy. That is lots of spending on infrastructure, on health care, education, housing, other social programs. He raises taxes on upper income and households and corporations to help pay for it, but he also borrows money to do it, and it's much more expansionary.
So it's more of that. Here's another one. Here is Colin McShane from the Fox Business Network that says investors and a lot of the Wall Street crowd probably would not be unhappy with a Biden economy. Here it is.
And now this seems to be a bigger bet that a Biden victory is more likely. And the argument I've heard from investors who are kind of on that side of why that might not be a terrible thing from Democrats and some investors is that a Biden win would actually lead to more stimulus. Because
okay, so when you hear that, how do you respond?
Well, you know, you got an hour here, Ed, because there's a lot to unpack there. And it is, you know, you look at what the overall analysis is, you know, whether it's the Nonpartisan Tax Foundation, whether it's James Madison Institute, our friends there in Tallahassee that have analyzed the different plans. I mean, we're talking massive new spending, you know, massive new borrowing, as was even pointed out in one of the clips there under a Biden plan. I think James Madison Institute there in Florida estimates, you know, $30 trillion more costs, you know, because of this extra spending and debt and racking up the national credit card further under the Biden plan. Of course, that, you know, will translate into not just taxes for those earning more than $400,000 a year. And, of course, you have to look at Joe Biden's various statements on this. He's kind of contradicted himself here. His official statement is, if you don't earn more than $400,000 a year, you're not going to pay higher taxes. He's repeated that several times. Other statements have indicated otherwise. But, you know, let me say one other thing here, and this is what surprises me a little bit about the Wall Street reaction. I get why they want to juice with additional stimulus. They don't care so much maybe about the national debt at the moment. But one of the things that's being left out of this discussion is, you know, Senator Biden, Vice President Biden would like to raise the corporate income tax dramatically from what we just achieved, getting the rate from 35 down to 21, which is basically the world right. average, all the way back up to 28. And let's not forget a basic economic principle here, Ed. Businesses do not pay taxes at the end of the day. People pay taxes.
And well, so, they do, but they make it up.
Are going to pass that along.
I know. I got to get going. We could spend another hour on that one as well. Jonathan Williams is the economist for the American Legislative Exchange Council. The website's alec.org. I know we'll be talking about more before the election ends. Thanks, Jonathan.
Always good to be with you, my friend.
All right, man. I appreciate it. So, all right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. 904, well, I differ with it. The corporations do pay taxes, folks. Yes, can it be a wash by the amount of money that they will bring? I get that. But until that cost is passed on, they still got to pay that. But yes, it is kind of a wash in the end with consumers and all that kind of stuff. So 904-831-0600, 904-831-0600. Let's go to Bruce, who's been waiting. Hey, Bruce, good morning. Thank you.
Hey, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Earlier, you were asking about questions for Donna Deegan.
Yes.
Or Rutherford. My question would be for Donna Deegan, and it would be, tell me about your thought process behind your support of Andrew Gillum and what you think about that support now.
That is that is a good question out there. I'm really looking forward to this debate tonight. How about you going to be watching, Bruce?
I'll probably be at church tonight. It's my night to step in for the preacher and do the Wednesday night message. So
Wait a second. Okay, wait. What time's your cert? What time is it? Like 6 o'clock? 7 o'clock?
6:30.
Hold on a second.
I play in the church praise band too. So
hey,
I'll
hold on.
Afterwards,
I've got a brilliant mind of how to raise more money for the church. You could have the debate going on tonight, and you could sit back and say, "Watch this debate tonight. This is the reason why we got to stop liberalism. We do it right here at my local church."
I could tell you what, my local church is 100% behind stopping
liberalism. I know, I'm joking. I'm having a lot of fun. Bruce, that is a good question. I appreciate you waiting. I appreciate the call. Think about Andrew Gillum.
He tried to distance himself from the extreme progressives and the Democratic Party, but, you know, fact of the
Who?
Matter is Gillum. And he was taking money from Soros. I wonder whether or not Donna Deegan is also, you know, in some way loosely affiliated with the extreme progressives.
Wait. I must have missed that year. Andrew Gillum tried to distance himself away from the progressives.
I remember he was pointedly asked by our friend, the anchor at
Kent Justice.
Kent Justice, whether or not he called himself a socialist Democrat or something like that. He said, no, and, you know, tried to back out of it. Yeah.
Didn't matter. He was associated with the Bernie Sanders.
I know. That's the thing. And then
he didn't try to doubt.
And then Donna Deegan, you know, now so.
That would be a fair
him.
Question as well.
Is she also a progressive?
That's basically what I want to know. Let's go to Brian. What's going on, Brian?
Hey, good morning, guys. I read in the Daily Record about Lot J. Now our Republican mayor wants to take on a lot of debt to make. My question is, and I think the motivation in all this is fear of Shad. I think he's leveraging the Jaguars to get, you know, what he wants in terms of a land development. But my question is what are going to be the clause? When we put in $250 million loan guarantees and however else much we're putting into it, what are the clause in this agreement to keep the Jags in Jacksonville? I just tend to bet on Shad's lawyers over ours, as evidenced by a demolished road with no agreement in place.
Did I read from the Daily Record this morning? I'm trying to pull it up right now. Did I read where the mayor says they would have to borrow the money?
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, because the piggy bank, JEA was the piggy bank. We were going to break it and spend the money. And then that now, luckily, the voters and the people got in an uproar. So now plan B is to go into some more debt. So we got a half-cent sales tax, you know, that the mayor's promoting. Now we're going to go into debt, and it's all a land deal. It's all just a land deal. When the last condo sold, what keeps him from leveraging the Jaguars again?
Well, you know, if we would have sold JEA, we'd have a whole boatload of money out there, wouldn't we now?
If you think that would have been wise, yeah.
I didn't say it would have been wise. Anyway, that is good. Hey, Brian, good to talk to you, man. Yeah, so Lot J. I think we're going to have to do a story on Lot J. Mm-hmm. And how much does the amount of money does a local city need to have with somebody who wants to... I mean, I understand a public-private partnership. I get all of that.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is how much... I mean, how much is the city going to continue... By the way, do you know the city had to borrow money to tear down...
The landing?
Yeah, the landing.
Borrow the money to tear down the landing?
Not to borrow money. Excuse me. You had to borrow the money to give to the owner of the landing.
I see. Okay, to buy him.
Borrow the money!
Okay.
All right. 904-831-0600. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Starting to get some slow traffic on 295 headed south, right between JTB and Gate Parkway. Add about 3 or 4 extra minutes, and if there's anything that you see that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mainly sunny today, a few clouds by afternoon, and a high of 84. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 71, and right now it's 68 degrees.
At Underwoods, we know what it takes to be one of the South's most trusted jewelers. Our reputation was made by carrying the finest quality. I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods, and we're proud to bring Forevermark diamonds to North Florida. Only 1% of the world's diamonds are eligible to become Forevermark. They're the world's most carefully selected diamonds that you can be proud to give and wear forever. The Forevermark icon invisibly inscribed on each diamond is proof of the Forevermark promise that each diamond is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. Their exceptional beauty is unleashed by the world's finest craftsmen using skill and artistry passed down by generations. Forevermark diamonds benefit the communities from which they're sourced and are individually cared for from the mine to her finger. Underwoods is Jacksonville's authorized Forevermark jeweler, so make the right decision and come by Underwoods in San Marco, Avondale, and the Shops of Pontevedra.
You are invited to daydream of this rare opportunity to lease freestanding commercial space in beautiful Pontevedra Beach. Zoning allows for use as an office, retail, medical, school, or event venue, and much more. With over 7,500 square feet, the options are endless with this unique building. Call Kayla DeGuzman with Prime Realty at 904-67-LEASE to discuss the possibilities. That's 904-67-LEASE, and let's turn your daydream into a reality.
904-831-0600. We went way over to break. But tonight, it's going to be the big debate between Donna Deegan and Congressman John Rutherford. It will be only one debate tonight. We've actually gotten some good emails and some good calls into this. I plan to watch tonight. In fact, I'm really excited by looking forward tonight, see if anything's different. As of this morning, Deegan has said that one of her top three legislative goals is guns. Gun legislation, which you know what that means, gun control. I'm just asking, how is she putting her arms around this issue when I'm just saying you look at the majority of polls, even in Florida, it doesn't even rank as a top five issue. but she says she's going to. I know that the pro-gun control crowd in the state of Florida, we've been reporting on this morning, plans to spend $100,000. Maybe she's going to try to get some money, as you point out, Raj. Maybe she's bringing this up as an issue. My question to you, if you could get a question, give me some info. If for those of you that, if you could get a question in tonight, it's going to be on News 4 Jax, or you can get a statement that you would ask of the Democrat Donna Deegan and or the Republican Congressman John Rutherford. If you could ask one or two questions to both candidates, what would they be? I mean, what would you ask? I mean, we've gotten some real good ones this morning from many of you. So I'd like to hear what you would ask of Donna Deegan and or Congressman Rutherford for tonight's debate, which starts at 8 o'clock. What would you ask? I would like to ask, why are you coming up with gun control legislation? If you're going to talk about the crime problem in Jacksonville, is that going to be her answer? Then, okay, that may be plausible. But what would you ask? 904-831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and Luna Street, at about 3 or 4 minutes, but definitely expect it to still pick up as the morning goes on. And if there's anything you see, give us a call, 901-SAFE.
Mainly sunny today, a few clouds by afternoon and a high of 84. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 71, and right now it's 68 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Looking for a smarter way to renovate your kitchen without the stress and mess of a traditional remodel? With Granite Transformations, get the kitchen or bath of your dreams in as little as one day. Our gorgeous quartz countertops install right over your existing ones and are scratch, stain, heat, and impact resistant. Call Granite Transformations at 904-213-7878. That's 904-213-7878 or visit gtjax.com. Granite Transformations, done in a day, beautiful for life.
Welcome to the Bargain Barn.
Hi, can you tell me if this generator is enough to run the whole house?
I don't know.
Okay, what about just a refrigerator and a freezer? Do you know how long it can run on a tank of gas?
I'm usually in pet food. I'm just covering for someone who's out because they stepped in an ant bed.
Ugh, I'm out of here.
Hi, welcome to Tools for Time. What brings you in today?
I'm looking for a generator to run my refrigerator and freezer if I lose power, but it can't be too bulky.
Let me show you the Honda EU2200i. Refrigerators and freezers have high startup wattage, but really low running wattage. And this Honda will run for over 8 hours at a quarter load.
Nice.
It's very portable, and the Honda EU series generators are super quiet and come with a built-in inverter.
What's an inverter?
It means this Honda produces consistent, clean power without surges, so it's safe for even the most sensitive electronics.
Great. I'll take it. I'm so glad I came to Tools for a Time.
So are we, and you can always find us online at toolsforatime.com.
This is Mike Lester with the Guarding Your Nest Egg radio show. The number one question I get these days is what will happen to my portfolio after the upcoming election? That's a legitimate concern. Don't wait to see what happens to your portfolio on the morning of November 4th. Make sure you have a plan. In my opinion, you'll need two plans. For a complimentary analysis and a plan to election-proof your portfolio, visit us at planbiden.com.
Investment advisory services are offered through Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC. Securities offered through World Equity Group, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC, a registered investment advisor.
How significant is the president's decision to declassify all intelligence related to Hillary's illegal server and the Russia hoax? We'll ask Andy McCarthy on the Next America First with me, Dr. G. Then the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., will join us with an update on the First Family. Mark Morgan of CBP on an update with The Wall, and John Solomon of Just the News on his latest book, Fallout.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, weekdays 3 till 5 on WBOB. Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
So we got a bottom of the half hour news break. We're going to be taking your calls, Tom and the rest of you. I promise I'm going to get to your calls in just a brief moment. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Are we expecting anything out of the debate tonight between Democrat Donna Deegan and Congressman John Rutherford? If you could get a question in or a comment to either the congressman and or Donna Deegan, what would it be? Getting a lot of input this morning. Love to hear from you. 904-831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Talk Radio AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. She insists that she harbors no personal agenda as she eyes a spot on the nation's highest court. Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett spent a long day on Capitol Hill yesterday, and she'll be back today for day three of her confirmation hearing before the Senate Judiciary Committee, that hearing to get underway in about 30 minutes. Joe Biden doing it again. He is condemning so-called extremist white supremacist groups while saying nothing about left-wing rioters and anarchists who have been trashing American cities. Biden was on the stump yesterday in Florida, President Trump's latest rally, at a packed house event in Battleground, Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed ahead of this morning's opening bell. Right now, Dow futures up 42 points, NASDAQ futures ahead 23, S&P futures down a fraction. This is SRN News.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. From test to result in 1 hour. State officials said yesterday that rapid COVID-19 testing is now available at the site at Jacksonville's Regency Square Mall. It's free. You don't have to be showing symptoms to get it. You just need a photo ID. And kids can get tested, too. Register and make an appointment online. To date, there have been more than 32,000 confirmed coronavirus cases in Duval County. Police body cam footage of the protests that took place in Jacksonville in the wake of the death of George Floyd have been released. The state attorney's office yesterday put out for public view 400 separate videos running a total of about 60 hours, all of it taken during the final 2 days in May. It looks to police like the people were shot from across the street and that the victims never saw it coming. Last night, they say the two women and a man who'd been arguing with another group were hanging out on a porch on Burt Road in Jacksonville when the shots were fired. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Tune in every Wednesday afternoon at 5 for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
We're looking at lots more homes coming up, lots more restaurants.
Anita has all the latest news on Northeast Florida hot properties and everything you need to know relating to your most important investment.
The whole idea is to sell your house. We know what the market is.
It's Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles every Wednesday afternoon at 5 on AM 600 and 101.1 FM. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
We're still dealing with that slow traffic on I-10 headed east, right between Lane Avenue and Luna Street, at about 3 or 4 minutes, but definitely expect it to still pick up as the morning goes on. And if there's anything you see, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mainly sunny today, a few clouds by afternoon and a high of 84. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 71, and right now it's 68 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Gun control groups in Florida say they will be targeting Republicans over the next few weeks in local elections. The confirmation hearing for President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, Amy Coney Barrett, goes into its third day. And Florida's minimum wage ballot initiative is barely getting the 60% in the polls it needs to pass.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
8:33. Good morning, Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. Don't forget, after the morning show, and by the way, you can listen to the podcast on the smartphones. Just go to WBOB.com, download it on your smartphone, your Android phone, and go where it says the Ed Dean Extra. We got a real good one on guns. Is guns going to be an issue in this year's elections here locally? And where does the debate go next? It's actually a good one. So you can go right after the morning show, go to WBOB.com and click on the Ed Dean Extra. Tom, good morning. Thank you for waiting, sir.
Good morning, Ed and Roger.
Hey, man.
Hey.
Listen, can we get real here? I got a question. My question for Donna would be, I met her a few times, but anybody that's been here since the mid-90s know that she was married to the sports guy, Hicken.
Hey, I don't want to do any personal, I don't care what happened in the back of a van at somebody's work. I made that clear an hour and a half ago. I'm not trying to be rude, but I have certain standards on this radio show. I don't care about her personal life. I'm born and raised in Florida. I was a reporter up here for years, you know, back and forth as a print reporter. Didn't know about it, didn't care about it. So, and I'm not trying to be rude. I asked the question based on issues.
Yeah.
If you could ask a question based on issues to Donna Deegan and or Congressman John Rutherford tonight, what would it be? That's my question. I don't care about anything that happened outside of that. This is about issues. Man, I'm starting to sound like a lib now, ain't I? Oh, we don't care about the personal lives. You know? So that's my question. If you could ask a question tonight at the debate between Donna Deegan and Congressman John Rutherford, what would your... Everybody else can seem to follow this routine here. But that would be... That's what I'm saying. What would be your issue? Here is Donna Deegan earlier this year about Congressman John Rutherford.
Yesterday, my congressional representative called a woman of color a terrorist sympathizer.
I think this was after the... squad. Tlaib and AOC's crowd. They call it because I don't remember what Rutherford said on this issue. I'm just going to play what Deegan said. And so let me play the clip. Here we go. Back to clip number 12. Here it is.
Yesterday, my congressional representative called a woman of color a terrorist sympathizer simply because she comes from a different faith background.
Nope.
That's not acceptable. We're a country that's based...
That's not what Rutherford... I remember this part. That's not what Rutherford said. Here's more of the clip.
...based on equality and religious freedom. And frankly, the First Coast I know and love is a First Coast of inclusiveness. We didn't even used to care if you had an R or a D next to your name. We were just out for each other. So if he can't talk any differently than that about someone who doesn't look like him or me, how is he going to represent everyone? That's why I'm running for Congress. I want to represent everyone in this district. If you're with me and you believe that we need to ditch the divisive rhetoric and get back to caring about each other and solving problems together, please join me at Donna Deegan for Congress.
All right. So we will see whether or not we see the divisive rhetoric tonight. We'll see what happens. And by the way, he called it a terrorist sympathizer. I don't remember that. But just because she doesn't look like, and we don't need to have the religious. Okay, well, then I would also ask Donna Deegan. And by the way, there's a lot of questions I would ask Congressman Rutherford as well. Let's be honest here. But I would ask Donna Deegan, do you support the confirmation of Amy Coney Barrett? Why? Oh, do you believe that her religion should be asked, or her faith should be asked any questions, yes or no? Let me do my impersonation of Kamala Harris. No, I just need a yes or no. Don't interrupt me. I'm talking. So if you could ask a question tonight of Donna Deegan and or we've asked both sides of Congressman John Rutherford at tonight's debate, which I will watch tonight, what would your question or comment be to either Donna Deegan and or Congressman Rutherford? 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. And do not ask, I don't give a flip what happened about in the back of a van or a car. I don't care. That's not the issue to me. All right? And some people have emailed, well, she's not qualified. Okay, that's fine. Just give me a reason. I'm dying to hear from you. 904-831-0600. All right, let's take some calls and questions. Let's go to line two. No, let's go to line two. Let's go to Katie. Hey, Katie, good morning.
Hey, good morning. I want to know what both of their stands are on abortion and Planned Parenthood, especially the Planned Parenthood end, you know?
Now, you said you want to know both sides. That's a fair question because I think this has become a relevant issue among what we see this week. Do we know what I don't know what Deegan's position is on this. You said both positions. Do we not know what Rutherford's position is?
Yeah, we do. I do.
Okay.
But I would like to know, to be if they ever talk about it. The debate, right. I'd like to hear back and forth.
I'm with it. What else would you ask, Kate? If you could do a follow-up, which I'm allowing you right now. If you could do a follow-up, what else would you ask?
Besides those two topics?
Yes, ma'am.
I keep thinking how it was locally.
Okay.
What would you do to improve? Well, I'm staying thinking locally, too, so that doesn't matter. The gun control thing, to me, is like that's a wasted topic of her three topics. To me, for me, I'm interested in.
Katie, I think you brought up a very valid point. She has said this morning that one of her top three legislative things that she wants to talk about is gun control. And Katie, I agree with you. I would ask the question: why did you? Based on what we see now in the surveys, the economy, COVID. Role of America maybe in today's society. What about the protest, law and order? To me, those were consistent with the polls at the top issues. How does the gun control, Katie, to your point, I agree with you. How does that even come up as a relevant issue? That would be one of my questions to her. Let's go to Carolyn. Hey, Carolyn, thank you for calling.
Hello. I just have a question for Donna, whether or not she would toe the party line and follow Nancy Pelosi no matter what Nancy says, especially on, holding the American people hostage to bail out the blue cities and states, and also whether she plans on impeaching Trump for no impeachable offenses like they did.
I didn't even think about that one. Carolyn, let me ask you a question. Would it be, if this was me, and you maybe, that was the impeachment was a funny one, I would ask, okay, are you more of a moderate? And tell me what, because Congressman Rutherford talks about going back across both sides. Okay. If you are a moderate, Donna Deegan, hold on. If you are a moderate, what positions are you a moderate on? I would like to ask that question too.
Unless they're like Joe Manchin and he's not too much of a moderate anymore. There are no moderates in the Democratic Party that I've seen. They just all follow Nancy and Schumer.
Yeah, the elected ones. But here in the state of Florida, there actually are some moderate Democrats. Me and Roger know a few. They may be a little bit liberal on fiscal, but they're very conservative.
By and large, however, if you want to go anywhere in your elected career, you have to listen to party leadership, or they don't give you the committee assignments and certainly not leadership assignments.
Yeah, well, that's true on that one. Yeah. Let's go to Victor. Hey, Victor, good morning.
Yeah, good morning. Love your show.
Thank you, sir. Thank you for calling.
Yeah. I will definitely ask both of them what's their stance on Antifa and packing the courts.
Which are those two of your issues, Victor, in this year's election, or are they just kind of becoming a hot discussion based on what we see this week?
No, right now it's hot and everywhere with the presidential election, everything. Biden is not saying nothing. Kamala Harris is not saying nothing about Antifa or the packing the courts. So I want to know what they think.
Victor, let me ask you a question. I've had some of my conservative friends think that the president and the Republicans are dropping the ball. Because when you say packing the court, okay, I get that. But would you, Victor, I'm saying if it was me, I would go further by saying, by the way, if you get more of the left-wingers packing the court, your guns are in trouble, your religious liberty's in trouble. I'm just a little surprised that the conservatives or the Trump administration has not gone down that road and clarified. I would have gone a little bit further down the road to explain that to people.
Exactly. They're not. They blatantly said, no, we're not going to answer that question. Why not? What's wrong with the voters not knowing?
Well, I'm with you on that, but I'm saying the Republicans have not properly said, here's the reason what's going to happen to your rights and privileges if you do get a packed Supreme Court based on the ideology by that of the left. That, and we haven't seen that, Roger, have we?
No.
They haven't. They're going to pack the courts. Okay, that's great. I'm for freedom. Well, what way are you for freedom?
Yeah, everybody will say that.
Yeah. Oh, I'm for tax cuts. Well, give me specifics. What tax cuts?
She reminds me of John Kerry. Couldn't give a solid answer.
That's a good one. So that's what I'm getting at. So what area in the pack of the courts? Let's go to Doc. Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. You always have the best topic. My question will be for both of them, since we live in the Bible Belt. If Jesus was running for president, would he be the perfect candidate, or would he be a flawed candidate because of abortion?
How'd you come up with that question?
It's thinking outside of the box. We live in the Bible Belt, and that is the number one issue right here in Jacksonville. Would he be the perfect candidate or flawed candidate? You know what I mean? And that will clear up a lot of things. If Jesus is not the perfect man for anything, something is wrong.
All right, let me tag team with you on this one, okay? As we say in the Shark Tank world, you've got an offer. I'm going to do business, but let me counter offer with you so we can be successful at this. I would go further because the left has said that if Jesus was alive today, he would be a socialist. He would open up the floodgates. We played the clips. He would support Antifa and Black Lives Matter. That is where I would go with that question, on top of what you just said.
Well, I would talk about religious freedom. I mean, religious freedom is top of the chart besides abortion when it comes to our demographic. And I think they would target that. That's the number one thing they want to do. That's why Antifa means anti-First Amendment, not anti-fascism, because they believe in fascism.
Yeah, you're right, Doc. Anti-First Amendment. Let me throw another one out here. Let's talk about local. This is another question I would ask of Donna Deegan and or Congressman Rutherford. You can sit back and say that he's agreed with the president. Okay, that's fine. That's fair game. I would go back and ask one more time, are you a moderate or are you a liberal on a scale of 1 to 10? And give me a position where you're a moderate on. And I would ask the same question to Congressman Rutherford. Are you more of a moderate Republican? Are you more of a centrist? Or are you more of a conservative mold? I would ask that question to both sides. And I would ask Congressman Rutherford, tell me an area. And he said it on this radio show. And he hasn't held back. He says he would have compromised on DACA and some of the wall funding. Not wall funding, but on immigration, which is fine. He's honest. You don't have to agree with him, but he's honest about it. That's where I would sit back and say, because I think he would be, and I'm not saying this is a put down to Donna Deegan. I don't know all her positions. I just have interviewed him, you and I both. I think he would be more relevant to come out and say, this is where I would support a compromise. I don't know if she would. Or am I wrong? What do you think, Raj?
Ooh, gosh. You know what? She's such a newcomer to politics. I really don't know where she stands. I'm going to learn a lot tonight on the debate as well about her.
Could you not say she could be the female Joe Biden?
I don't know.
We don't know where all the positions she stands. Hey, you know what? If I was Donna Deegan tonight, uh-huh. Have a little fun because it's working for Biden, right? Hey, you don't need to know where I stand on these issues. I'll tell you after the election. Am I going to pack this? I'm going to pack that. So, 846. 831-0600, Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
It's been there for a good bit, and it's still there. Stop-and-go traffic on 95 headed north, right between University and JTB. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Mainly sunny today, a few clouds by afternoon, and a high of 84. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 71, and right now it's 68 degrees.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB. or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the radio listener special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. President Trump and Joe Biden are campaigning in Florida on who will best handle the economy. With the amount of mail-in ballots coming in, local supervisors of elections say don't expect the full result from the race until possibly the next day. And after receiving a defeat by the state appellate court over the issue of schools reopening, the teachers union say they will appeal it and try to get in front of the Florida Supreme Court.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Man, a lot of good calls this morning on the Deegan thing here. Let's get to some emails. Here's one from Richard. Ed, who writes the script for these Democrats? They ask Amy Coney Barrett about sexual harassment, whether or not she is she condemned white supremacy.
Since you became a legal adult, have you ever made unwanted requests for sexual favors or committed any verbal or physical harassment or assault of a sexual nature?
Wow.
Is Roe a super precedent?
How would you define super precedent?
I imagine you'll give me a very short, resolute answer. But you condemn white supremacy, correct?
Yes.
Thank you. I'm glad to see that you said.
Wow. Yeah. All right. A lot of emails coming in also for tonight. Here's one from Laura. Hey, Ed, why is the Democrats, I mean, Ed, you think they would be winning? I mean, they are technically winning in the state right now. They have 300,000 plus vote advantage of the absentee return mail-in ballots when it comes to the issue over the Republicans. Are they just trying to run the gauntlet and see where it goes by bringing up the issue of gun control? As I read the report you did, Ed, where they plan to spend $100,000 to push gun control here in the state of Florida in some of the state Senate races, that would be a little risky, especially since I'm a female. I just got my concealed weapons permit. Mm. Interesting on that one. Here's one from Shannon. Ed, always enjoy hearing you and Roger. In fact, Shannon, she asked the same question you did, Raj. How much financial support is coming from George Soros? How about AOC?
Yeah. And not great necessarily question, directly from them, but organizations that they either control or have a lot of influence over.
Yeah.
Because obviously AOC is not going to write a check out of her personal checking account, but she apparently is one of the huge fundraisers for the progressive right and progressive left. And does Deegan get any of that money?
Yeah. Here's one from Charlie. Ed, I think Deegan would have to portray herself as a moderate. This is not a liberal district. Yes, even those in the black community, as Roger will tell you, aren't that super liberal out there. So it'd be interesting to see how she rolls tonight. Here's one from Randy. I would also ask the question of Congressman Rutherford. Ed, you did a brilliant job by saying you would ask both sides of where they would agree or where would they cross party lines in order to go down the road of acting bipartisan here. Here's a lot of emails still coming in this morning. Here's another one from Randy. Questions I would ask. What credentials besides reporter and local celebrity do you have that makes a better candidate for a congressman than Rutherford? I think that's a valid question out there. Some of you also, here's one from Lisa. She asked the question, does Deegan really have the experience to become a congresswoman at all? Here's one from Brian. Ed, to your point, does anybody need experience? If they know how to write a check, if they can raise a family, do we not need more citizen involvement? I don't agree with Deegan, but I give her kudos and props for running for office, whether she has the experience or not. That's what makes things great.
I don't personally think a legislator needs experience. They need to be able to say, okay, I support this, I don't support that. Maybe come up with somebody who does maybe have a little bit more insight, co-sponsor bills, but they basically vote yes or no.
Here's one from Lewis. Ed, I would love to see someone ask these elected officials of color if they reject black supremacy groups. Believe it or not, there are a few of them out there.
Yeah, they are. You know what? I don't see a lot of them having a lot of political clout, however. But there are those out there. You know, Farrakhan, for example.
Yeah, here's one, Don. This one's from Ralph. Ed, you are one-sided and you're blindsided by that of the liberal left. There are commies. There is no more moderates in the Democratic Party. Where are you getting that there's still Democrats and moderates that exist? We've already told you they exist. Kim Daniels would be a moderate, would she not be?
Yeah.
Barney Bishop? Well,
she's probably more conservative than a lot of Republicans, to be honest with you, in certain issues.
Yeah, because here's the problem. When people email me that question, they dilute the point that other members of these groups would say, North Florida Democrats. Folks, remember.
Al Lawson would probably be a moderate in some areas.
Maybe. But
Trump gave him kudos.
There are more Democrats in the state of Florida than Republicans. So how do you explain Republicans' victory? Which means they have to get, besides independents, I get that. Mm-hmm. You would have to explain that some Democrats are voting for the Republicans, which hence means they have to, you would assume they'd be moderates, would you not?
Well, that, but you also have the old guard Democrats who never switched parties, but they're conservative now, but they're still
hyphen D after their name. So to us, would be a moderate Republican in the conservative, they would be a conservative Democrat.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Interesting.
Yeah.
More coming up next. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
It's been there for a good bit, and it's still there. Stop and go traffic on 95 headed north, right between University and JTB. Add an extra 3 minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE. 901-7233.
Mainly sunny today, a few clouds by afternoon and a high of 84. This evening, partly cloudy with an overnight low of 71, and right now it's 68 degrees.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
A federal judge has ruled Florida State University must pay the salary of a former campus Senate president who was removed for his religious views. U.S. District Judge Allen Windsor, a Trump appointee, by the way, said it should be obvious that the Constitution protects religious beliefs and speech. The student, Jack Denton, had exchanged text messages with fellow Catholic students urging them not to support the ACLU and Black Lives Matter. Judge Windsor said, quote, "All students should be able to peacefully share their personal connections without fear of retaliation." The judge compared Denton's ouster to the Georgia State Legislature, which refused to seat newly elected lawmaker Julian Bond in 1966 because of Bond's criticism of the Vietnam War. Expect more of these challenges to religious beliefs, especially biblical and conservative ones, if secular progressives regain the power to name like-minded judges to the courts. Recall what Jesus said about persecution and what is to come. This is just the beginning. I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
Look, it's a great question, and maybe you know the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare, but does it work? That's what Catherine was wondering when her family of five made the switch, and then she was diagnosed with an advanced cancer.
Just the surgeon's bill was $100,000. The first call that I made to MediShare, I was prayed with and prayed for, and there were just no problems at all. I mean, we just have not had any problems.
So her need was met. And MediShare is a community of Christians who've now shared more than $4 billion of each other's healthcare bills. So many people are joining now wondering, why didn't we do this sooner? Catherine says her family has saved so much over the years.
The savings have been thousands and thousands and thousands.
So yes, it works. Find out how much you can save. It's easy. You can call now and get a price within 2 minutes. Here's the number, 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE, 855-90-BIBLE.
Do you like a good steak dinner? Well, let our Baker Boys come out and replace your glass or mirror in your home or business, and we'll buy you a free steak dinner at Cross Creek Steakhouse.
For auto, home, or business, no one treats you better. Baker Glass and Mirror, home of the free steak dinner.
Have you got a cracked or chipped windshield? Let my Baker Boys replace your windshield today, and I'll give you 2 free steak dinners at Cross Creek Steakhouse. You always get more at Baker Glass and Mirror.
For auto, home, or business, no one beats the Baker Boys. Baker Glass and Mirror.
All right, we got to go, man. Thankful to God every day for the show. A lot of good calls. All of you that tuned in, I always appreciate the calls as long as they stay within the context of things we talked about. So we'll be ready to go tomorrow morning, man. I'm really looking forward to the debate tonight. The Z what takes place between Congressman Rutherford and Donna Deegan. So that's going to be interesting to see what goes, see if anything happens. I hope it's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to be, you know.
You want some fireworks?
I want fireworks.
Okay.
I want Rutherford to go, excuse me, I'm talking. To Donna Deegan. Excuse me.
He's too much of a gentleman.
He's cool. I know. They're all cool. They're laid back. So I'm looking forward to see Deegan and all that stuff. So anyway, we'll be ready to go tomorrow morning. Don't forget the podcast comes up next. Just go to WBOB.com and click on where it says the Ed Dean Extra. We'll be ready to go tomorrow morning. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, Talk Radio, WBOB.
AM 600 WBOB Jacksonville, 101.1 FM W266 CX Fruitco, Talk Radio.